House will come to order. Pursuant to law, the House will please come to order for the opening of the budget session, 62nd Wyoming Legislature. The colors will be presented by the Cheyenne High School Junior ROTC. Please stand. Please join me in the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance
to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Present arms. Order arms. Post.
You may be seated while the color guard retires. Thank you very much to Cheyenne Central High School Junior ROTC. Our prayer will be given by the Reverend Jason Harshberger of the United Presbyterian Church in Laramie, Wyoming. Please rise.
Sisters and brothers, will you please join me in a word of prayer? Holy and gracious God, here we are, and away we go. Lord, as these fine individuals are set to begin another journey with one another and with you, I pray, Lord, for your presence to be with them. There will be many highs and lows that come from this journey, and we give you thanks for the reality that you are with us through them all. I pray today, Lord, that your Spirit will guide them in all that they do. When unity is needed, grant them unity. When discord is needed, grant them discord. When comfort is needed, grant them comfort. When vision is needed, grant them vision. When peace is needed, grant them peace. I pray, Lord, that in all that they do, they seek to be faithful to you and to serve faithfully all the people of this great state. Help their ears, eyes, and hearts to be open to the process and to the amazing ways that you can and will work in all of this. I pray, Lord, today that you will help them to be present, fully present here in this time and in this opportunity. Be with those things that they have left behind. Be with people who are back home. Be with things on lists that are not yet finished. Be with the realities that they step away from in order to be here in this opportunity. We pray today also, Lord, for one who is no longer with us. As we remember the life of service of Sue Wallace, help us to be uplifted and inspired. And we come now, Lord, to a time of silence to honor our sister. Lord, I pray for all that is ahead and for the opportunities, the discussions, the agreements, and everything else that will unfold in the legislature's time together. Bless them, guide them, comfort them, and challenge them as they journey faithfully with you. We ask all this in your holy name. Amen.
Please be seated. We're at that bittersweet order of business of reading of a resolution. Rich?
The 62nd Legislature of the State of Wyoming honors the memory of Representative Sue Wallace, a joint memorial providing for the recognition of the Honorable Representative Sue Wallace from Campbell County, who so capably represented the people of House District 52 in the Wyoming Legislature, expressing deep appreciation for her dedicated and distinguished service to her community and state, and further expressing the depth of our sorrow to her family on behalf of the residents of Wyoming. Be it resolved by the 62nd Legislature of the State of Wyoming, whereas this Wyoming native and proud resident of Campbell County was born on October 9, 1957 in Gillette, and grew up on Bitter Creek in the Powder River Breaks north of Recluse. And whereas she attended school at Recluse Elementary and Campbell County High School, was the first girl in the Campbell County FFA and received a bachelor's degree from the University of Wyoming. And whereas she was a loving wife to her late husband, Rod McQuarrie, and a proud mother to 7 children and 1 grandchild. And whereas Representative Wallace followed in her father's footsteps, began serving in the Wyoming House of Representatives in 2007, and most recently served as a member of the Joint Appropriations Committee, the Management Audit Committee, the Select National Resource Funding Committee, and the Select Committee on Legislative Technology and Process. And whereas she also served on the House Education Committee, House Revenue Committee, House Agricultural Committee, the Medicaid Options Study Augmented Advisory Committee, and the Energy Council during her service. And whereas she was best known as a legislator for her spirited debates on the House floor, having a passion for agriculture issues and a go-to member of the House when it came to technology. And whereas Representative Wallace was a member of many groups and organizations in her community, including the Executive Director of the Recluse Community Trust, the Wyoming Humanities Council Board, Women in Government, the Partnership of America's Economic Success Invest in Kids Working Group, Wyoming Ag Sustainable Agriculture Coalition, Wild Learn League of Educational Accountability and Reform Network, Wyoming Early Childhood Partnership, Wyoming Association for Public Charter Schools, Wyoming Humanities Council, Kids First 24/7 Child Care Cooperative, and the Recluse Community Trust. And whereas she was a true Wyoming rancher as well as a talented writer and poet, and was the co-founder of the annual Cowboy Poetry Gathering in Elko, Nevada. Her most recent book of poems was entitled Love, Life, and Politics. 3 of her biggest passions now, therefore, be it resolved by the members of the Legislature of the State of Wyoming that on behalf of the people of the State of Wyoming, we express our profound sense of loss created by the passing of our beloved friend and colleague, and extends our deepest sympathies to the family of this dedicated public servant, and that we express our gratitude to Representative Wallace's family for her dedicated service to the State of Wyoming. The Representative Wallace will be remembered for her deep and abiding love for the State of Wyoming and her commitment to the people of House District 52 through her unwavering dedication to community spirit and public service, which was demonstrated by her selfless dedication to the people of Wyoming through her service in the Wyoming Legislature. Be it further resolved that this memorial be transmitted to the family of Representative Sue Wallace, so that they may know the sense of sorrow and loss suffered by the people of Wyoming by virtue of her passing, and that we recognize our deepest gratitude cannot possibly diminish her absence, but that the representative's family will take comfort in the knowledge that her memory will live on in the hearts of the members of the Wyoming Legislature and all who had good fortune to know her. Signed on this 10th day of February 2014 by Senator Tony Ross, President of the Wyoming Senate, and Representative Tom Lubnow, Speaker of the Wyoming House of Representatives.
so signed. I have so signed. Chief Clerk will now call the roll.
Baker.
Here.
Barlow.
Here.
Berger. Berger.
Here.
Blake.
Here.
Blevins.
Here.
Blickrey.
Here.
Brown.
Here.
Burkhart.
Here.
Bird.
Here.
Campbell.
Here.
Kennedy.
Here.
Coleman.
Here.
Connolly.
Here.
Davison.
Here.
Eklund.
Here.
Esquivel.
Filer.
Here. Freeman.
Here.
Gay.
Here.
Gingery.
Here.
Goggles.
Here.
Greer. Green,
here.
Halverson,
here.
Harshman,
here.
Harvey,
here.
Hunt,
here.
Hutchings,
here.
Yagi,
here.
Kasparik,
here.
Kirkbride,
here.
Croker,
here.
Krohn,
here.
Larson,
here.
Lockhart,
here.
Laux,
here.
Madden,
here.
McKim,
here.
Miller,
here.
Moniz,
here.
Nicholas,
here.
Northrup,
here.
Patton,
here.
Paxton,
here.
Petroff, Piperinen, Reeder, Simlek, Summers, Stubson, Teeters, Throne, Walters, Watt, excused. Watt, excused. Wilson, Winters, Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave, Mr. Speaker.
Here.
58 present, 1 excused.
All the representatives are present or excused. We're at that order of business of approval of House employees. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the following persons, as named on the list previously distributed, be House employees for this session and that they be voted on collectively.
You have heard the motion. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, no. Motion carries. And we're at that order of business of committee appointments. I appoint Representative Greg Blickrey to Committee Number 2, Appropriations. With this change, the standing committees of the 2014 General Session, 62nd Legislature, will serve as standing committees for the budget session of the 62nd Legislature. We're at that order of business of notice to Governor. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify His Excellency, the Governor, that the 2014 budget session of the House of Representatives, 62nd Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communications he may desire to commit. We're at that business of notice to that order of business of notice to Senate. I direct the Chief Clerk to notify the Senate that the 2014 budget session of the House of Representatives, 62nd Legislature, is organized and ready to receive any communication they may desire to submit. Mr. Majority Floor Leader. You get to say, I move the House stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. The House will stand at ease until the sound of the gavel. The House will come to order. We are privileged this afternoon to have with us Wyoming's Poet Laureate, Echo Roy Klaproth is Wyoming's 6th Poet Laureate. She is a 4th-generation Wyoming rancher from Shoshone who is also a writer, retired teacher, and ordained minister. In a ceremony at the state capitol on July 10, 2013, she was appointed Poet Laureate for the state of Wyoming by Governor Matthew H. Meade. Echo Klaproth is a nationally recognized poet who has written 3 books of poetry, edited an anthology, produced a CD devoted to ranch women, past and present, and participated in events at the Smithsonian, the Elko Cowboy Poetry Gathering, and many others. She loves to travel around the state of Wyoming, meeting people and celebrating her love of life through poetry, writing workshops, and other programs. Please join me in welcoming Echo Roy Klaproth.
Thank you so much. Last summer, when I received the call informing me that Governor Meade had chosen me as the 6th Wyoming Poet Laureate, I was at first humbled. However, as time passed, apprehension and doubt took over. I can't do this. There are so many good poets in Wyoming. This must be a mistake. Well, I stand before you today due in part to the vote of confidence from Governor Meade's office, but most especially because of a loving husband who sensed my nervousness and reassured me with, "Be who you are, do what you do, and stand on your convictions." I don't know if any of you in this hallowed place have ever experienced apprehension or doubt in who you are and what you've been called to do, but I'm guessing I'm not alone in this. And so I believe mine today is a twofold charge. As representative for Governor Meade and my beloved Wyoming, I trust that I'm here to offer encouragement and support. And to that end, I have two poems I'd like to share. The first was written by your very own and my friend, Sue Wallace. She titled it Invocation, and it speaks directly to how this woman faced life and any times of doubt. Odin, ah, Odin, they say you ride your sleep-nurse steed, a big gray horse, over land and sea, that you race the wind and leap the waves on 8 amazing equine legs. Upon your shoulders riding tall perch ravens, thought and memory, those two black birds who speak and caw of poetry. They say you hawked an eye to pay the price for just one drink to become all wise. I think of you, bold Viking god, on your ox-shod bronc, symbol of power, strength, and vision, with the charm and smile and audacity to love and lay the pretty earth and throw a thunder-roaring, hammer-slinging sun. I bet you'd appreciate the sanctity of open space, of prides and principles and lives worth dying for. I think that you would understand, O God of wisdom, poems and war, husbandry and growing plants, my love of place and livelihood, my rage and fear and loss and urge to write with passion. So let your eye shine down on me. Send me your never-failing spear, your birds, your throne, your mighty steed. Surround me with Valhalla in Wyoming. No wimpy singing muse for me. I much prefer a fighting god. And it is written, a good friend will sharpen your character, draw your soul into the light, and challenge your heart to love in a greater way. This second poem is one I've written for you all here today, for this special legislative session. It's my prayer that it serves as a, both a reminder and a challenge. Be who you are, do what you do, and stand on your convictions. Don't deny the principles that lead to a well-functioning, harmonious community. Love in a greater way for the future of Wyoming and all that's precious and unique about this place we call home. I believe we've all been chosen, all of us, and are here today for such a time as this. And so I offer you a mosaic in the West. Mosaic is a metaphor for government, selected and elected by a culture's own, who from discord aspire for a crafted accord, who from broken bring about a harmony honed. From issues shaping our Wyoming and the West must come union in that which is bigger than us, a kinship between a perspective enduring and attitudes audacious, powering progress. This mosaic is framed through conversation, which reveals a multifaceted outline, displaying a pattern through the play of pledges, reflecting the grit and grace which grafts design. its narrative arranged and rearranged, a medley strummed and fine-tuned over time, finding connection in those things common, orchestrating objectives, then linking like rhyme. There have long been differences among us, but if we review the mosaic of time and make a choice to find unity within, it's there noble presence finds beauty sublime. Sustaining splendor in a broken world requires the work of daring, inspires action. It's knowing the chore before you is foremost, cordially coining a path to satisfaction. As the issues play out and form their pattern, and you set out to look for those golden threads, pursue middle ground as you receive and perceive, for it's to this calling that God has you all wed. The light's now shining on the work that you'll do, with Defending Wyoming the emphasis. It's a sacred trust entrusted to your hands by our God above for such a time as this. Thank you very much. Thank you. Now it's my pleasure to introduce, under the direction of Dr. Nicole Lamartine, the University of Wyoming Collegiate Choral. Thank you so much.
We'll now be joined by the UW Collegiate Chorale, the group made up of 40 to 60 of the top University of Wyoming choral musicians and focuses on high-level choral music, new music premieres, and major choral works. They're led by Dr. Nicole Lamartine, Director of Choral Activities at the University of Wyoming.
Thank you.
How can we not be inspired by such fine and talented folks from the University of Wyoming? Dr. Nicole Lamartine and the UW Collegiate Chorale, thank you all very much. Some announcements, brothers and sisters of the 62nd, before we dive into business. Representative Troy Mader will be sworn in at 8 o'clock in the morning in the House chambers. That's also the same time as the Capitol Square briefing that will be held on the Capitol Square project. So if you can copy yourself, do both. On your desk, you will find a brochure that highlights the important information about how to respond to an emergency in the building. Please read this brochure carefully and familiarize yourself with evacuation procedures and emergency meeting locations. If you have any questions about these procedures, please see LSO Legislative Information Officers Wendy Madsen or Anthony Serra. Mr. Majority Floor Leader, you have announcements?
Mr. Speaker, two changes on the agenda summary. Item number 11, which is House Bill 39, will be stricken from the list. And item number 18, House Bill 29, will not be heard. Instead, in that place, we will hear House Bill 52, which is National Guard funding maintenance.
Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Privilege of the floor.
Please.
Members, I wanted to, knowing that we've been out of practice a little bit, there are a couple of things that we need to remember. One being apparently the parking garage has been a little chaotic today. So I would remind members that if you do not have your, you need to have your permit and have it in the car and displayed. Otherwise, you may get on the wrong side of our friends downstairs. So if you do not have your permit, you need to go to Chris in the LSO and get one assigned to make sure you have it in your vehicle tomorrow. Secondly, if you come and your spot is taken, somebody has pulled into your spot, do not go just pull into another spot because you sort of exacerbate the problem. Make sure you can go park on the street or go park in the lot across the street and come tell LSO that there's somebody in your spot and they'll get it taken care of. But if we can do that over the next couple days, hopefully we'll get that smoothed out. Thank you.
All right, just as a refresher for those of us who are in practice and those of us who are out of practice, let me read Rule 13.1 and then the interpretations of Rule 13.1. And those are special rules for the budget session. All bills shall be printed and distributed to all members or posted on the legislative website with written notice of posting distributed to all members at least 24 hours prior to consideration, except bills sponsored by the joint interim committees may be considered on the opening day of the session. The prime sponsor or his designee will be granted 2 minutes to address the body as to the particular need and timeliness of his or her particular bill. You can delegate that time, Lena. You can reserve the time. You just can't go over 2 minutes. A 1 minute rebuttal is allowed to a member who is in opposition to the introduction of the bill. No more than 2 minutes will be granted for rebuttals. That means you can have up to 2 1-minute rebuttals. The prime sponsor or his designee will have 30 seconds to give the final response. Then we'll have a vote, and on approval of 2/3 of the elected members by a roll call vote, a bill will be accepted by the body and assigned by the speaker to the appropriate committee. Anybody have any questions over that process? We're at that order of business of introduction and reading and reference of bills. The first bill for our consideration is House Bill 2.
Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill...
Just a minute. We've got to read the bill.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. We're all a little rusty. Give me a chance here.
House Bill number 2, as introduced by the Education Committee.
Now, Representative Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 2 and would ask for your favorable consideration. Members of the 62nd, the first bill for our consideration today is actually a repeal, so that should make us all feel good and get us off to the right start. Bonded Indebtedness Mill Levy Supplement. Just in a way of history, in 2010, during the general session, the legislature amended 2115-105 to restrict the mill levy supplement to bonds issued on or before February 23, 2001. And the refunds of those bonds to prior to April 1st, 2010. There is only one district that held a bond that originated before April 23rd, 2001, and it was completed last June. Furthermore, the capital lease grant, as provided in 2115-105G, applies only to capital lease agreements executed prior to January 1st, 1999. The last remaining qualifying capital lease agreement subject to the provisions expired in 2010. Similar to the mill levy supplement, there are no longer any districts with capital lease agreements subject to the capital lease grant under 2115-105. Essentially, since the new regime change in the way that we construct schools and that the state has assumed responsibility, this bonded indebtedness program is no longer needed, and we are asking to clean up the statutes. I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Is there any rebuttal to the bill? Hearing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas, Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill number 2 is introduced and referred to Committee number 2, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 5.
House Bill number 5 is introduced by the Education Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to school buses.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill number 5 and would ask for your favorable consideration. Ladies and gentlemen of the House, this was one of the interim topics that the Joint Education Committee had. There was an incident in Crowheart where we had a young girl who was tragically killed in a flyby. And a flyby is when a bus is stopped and the stop sign is out. We have several hundred of these occurring in our school districts every day, and it's a real hazard. I've grappled with it for the last 4 years to try and figure out a way to protect kids getting on and off of buses. The problem comes in that unless a peace officer visibly watches this flyby occur, it's almost impossible to issue a citation for that infraction. And so with the recent advent in technology, we have the ability now to install video equipment on our school buses that will allow that violation to be captured and actually transmitted automatically at the end and close of the business day back to law enforcement, where they can issue a citation based on that evidence. So this bill accomplishes that. I think it's a worthy cause. There will be more tragedies in the state of Wyoming if we continue to have flybys at the rate that we're having today. And the laws that are in place don't seem to have any effect on the occurrence of these violations. The amount of money that's appropriated in the bill is $5 million. It comes from the School Foundation Program. It will be used to retrofit the buses that are currently in the fleet and also to provide for that equipment on new bus purchases. All of those procurements are currently taking place through the state. So if there are any questions or concerns, I stand for questions. Hard to summarize in 2 minutes.
One minute rebuttal. Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Semlek.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Laux, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Hutchings, aye to no. Are there further changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
House Bill number 5 is introduced and referred to Committee number 4, Education. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 83.
House Bill 83 is introduced by the Labor Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to health insurance.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that House Bill 83 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. If you'll recall, last session we passed a bill requiring insurance companies to cover this disease. It's an inherited enzymatic disorders, but most of us know it as PKU. We did issue the mandate, but it did not go into effect before the federal government chose our benchmark insurance plan. Therefore, the federal government says insurance companies do not have to pay for it. So in this bill, we are giving incentives for insurance companies to pay for these enzymatic treatments. And so the cost of any of these benefits would be subtracted from the tax that they pay. And it really, if you look at the fiscal note, it gives you the most information. If you go down to the assumption, it's estimated that there are presently 20 cases of enzymatic disorders. The treatment costs are about $600 per month. Therefore, the total cost to the state is about $140,000. And then the typical rate is one in every 15,000 births have this disorder. There are 7,000 births in Wyoming every year. Based on that, in the next 3 years, we expect at least one more case. So because it missed the essential benefit package, the state has to defray the cost of the claims because the state passed the law. So we're going to pay for that through defraying of taxes. In 2016, we've been offered opportunity to update our...
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Representative Zwanitzer.
Thanks, Mr. Speaker. I just didn't feel I had a full explanation of what the federal government is going to do and would ask a good sponsor if she could have some rebuttal time to answer that question on what might happen in 2017 or 2018.
Any other one-minute rebuttals? 30 seconds, Chairman Harvey.
The state will have an opportunity to update their benchmark plan in 2016, and so we will no longer give this tax credit. So the effect on the budget will be zero in 3 years. So we'll be paying for this for 3 years. You can see on the fiscal note what that will be. I urge you to introduce this bill so we can have further discussion if you'd like.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchins.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff. Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlek,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stebson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
no.
Watt excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 53 aye, 5 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 83 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 10, Labor. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill Number 6.
House Bill Number 6, as introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I moved and asked for your favorable consideration for House Bill 6. Actually, all three of the next three bills that you're going to see, they're all very similar. We were assigned this in committee for the interim to look at domestic violence and assault and battery. And these were the three bills we came up with in regards to domestic violence and also assault and battery. The first bill that you're seeing here is House Bill 6, which solely deals with domestic violence. It pretty much what it does, years ago when we did domestic violence bill, we sort of stuck it in a strange spot. So it actually, this bill actually straightens out the statutes a little better. So they're a little easier to read, and there's a little bit more coherency as to understanding how to read those statutes and understanding the distinction between domestic violence and then violence against a stranger.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins. Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
aye.
Burkhart,
aye.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Semlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson. Stubson. Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill number 6 is referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 7.
House Bill number 7 is introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I would ask for your favorable consideration on House Bill 7. This came about the good representative from Cheyenne. She brought forward a bill last year. She tried to do this under burglary. The body here, we decided that wasn't the best way to go at it, but we all agreed that that certainly was an issue that needed to get resolved. So we studied it over the interim, and we came up with this bill. This deals with someone who's entering into a structure with the intent to commit battery. So hopefully this will resolve that issue.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gay. Gingery, Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparik,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton, Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Semlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 57 aye, 1 no, 1 excused.
House Bill number 7 is introduced and referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 9.
House Bill number 9 is introduced by the Judiciary Committee.
The first reading of the bill.
An act relating to crimes and offenses.
Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I ask for your favorable consideration on House Bill 9. You saw this bill actually last year, and we were asked to go back and spend the summer working on this, which we did, and we took a lot of testimony on it and had a lot of discussions on it. I think we have it finally in a place that works. Essentially what the bill is doing is defining serious bodily injury.
Is there any one-minute rebuttals? Hearing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
No.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 54 aye, 4 no, 1 excused.
House Bill number 9 is introduced and referred to Committee number 1, Judiciary. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 4.
House Bill number.
House Bill number 4, as introduced by the Agricultural Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to the Pest Control Compact.
Chairman Semler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 4 and ask for your favorable consideration. This is a repealer bill, as the first one that we heard this afternoon. The Interstate Pest Control Compact was formed in 1968 with 38 member states. They created a pool to contribute to the pest control suppression and eradication of pests beyond their state boundaries. In the Interstate Pest Control Compact received a notice from the Internal Revenue Service that the IPCC no longer qualified for the 501c3 public charity and would be taxed on the investment income. So the recommendation was for the member states to repeal their statutes for the IPCC and dismantle the program and transfer all the oversight over to the National Association of State Departments of Agriculture Research Foundation, which is a 501c3. The Department of Agriculture solicited review by the Attorney General's office, and they agreed that the right thing to do would be to transfer this compact to the NASDA, and no additional funds are requested or loss of existing state funds, and the compact will occur. I'd ask for your favorable consideration.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman. Gay. Gingery. Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
Aye.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
Aye.
Reeder.
Aye.
Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill number 4 is introduced and referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill number 10.
House Bill number 10 is introduced by the Agricultural Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to water.
Chairman Simler.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 10 and ask for your favorable consideration. This bill was brought to us in the interim for our consideration from the State Engineer's Office. The changes that we find in the amendment to this Title 41 is on the second page of the bill, and it just provides that the state engineer may authorize the construction of use of multiple wells for industrial purposes for in-situ mining and dewatering with a single permit. And the caveat there is that the groundwater is to be developed by the proposed appropriation for a single purpose within the Department of Environmental Quality permit boundary and serves from a single source of supply. The purpose of considering this is just to kind of reduce the amount of time and amount of paperwork that's required for a mining operation, for in-situ mining or for dewatering, to use a single permit for a number of wells. The sideboards on it, which the committee was real concerned about, is that it would be in a small area, which is in the bill, and it could be used only for the purposes of in-situ mining and dewatering. So we have those limitations on there. I think it's friendly to our industry, and I would ask for your favorable consideration.
Is there any one-minute rebuttals? Hearing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker. Aye. Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Escobel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Halverson,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup,
aye.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers, Stebson,
aye.
Peters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt, excuse, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan, Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed, 58 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill number 10 is introduced and referred to Committee number 5, Agriculture. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 16.
House Bill 16, as introduced by the Corporations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to workers' compensation and unemployment.
Chairman Berger.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report, it do so with the recommendation that House Bill 16 do pass. Ladies and gentlemen, this House Bill 16 was assigned to us during the interim. Several groups came to us last session to discuss when individuals, employers, knowingly fail to properly report and identify their individuals as employees. And basically what it does is it would, if you knowingly fail to do that, you are reducing the benefit, a payment of benefits. And this bill on page 2 includes a guilty of a misdemeanor punishable and with a $750 fee. But I want to remind you that on the bottom of page 2, it is that you knowingly fail to properly classify an individual.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Mr. Majority Whip.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On and against the bill. In looking at the language, have real concerns about why this is needed. I understand the purpose of it, and, of course, we want to encourage employers to properly designate contract employees versus regular employees and pay the appropriate taxes. But if you look at the language within the bill, that's clearly covered. If they make a false statement in those respects, it's currently prohibited under the bill. All we add is really duplicative language through this legislation. And so it creates in me some concern that by adding additional needless language, you end up confusing the issue in the long run anyway. I would just submit that given the language we have here, the issue is covered and it's been covered adequately, and so we should vote no.
30-second rebuttal. Representative Petroff.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So I don't think that it actually is clear in that language, and the importance of passing this is that even though we already have laws against misclassification, there's not much incentive not to do it. And the importance of making sure that employers don't misclassify employees is that if they're classified as an independent contractor, the employer is not paying into workers' comp. The employee is not eligible for workers' comp. So imagine a construction industry that hires somebody incorrectly labeling.
The chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles. Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
No.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas. Northrup.
No.
Patton.
No.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
No.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Gay, aye to no. Are there any other changes? Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 32 aye, 26 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 16 is not introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 17.
House Bill number 17 as introduced by the Corporations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to consumer protection.
Madam Speaker Pro Tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move that when the Committee of the Whole rises to report it, do so with the recommendation that House Bill 17 do pass. Ladies and gentlemen, this is exterior residential storm damage repair contracts. It's really a consumer protection bill, and it has to deal with giving notification for cancellations of a contract, making certain that you as the consumer are protected. If you recall a couple of years ago when this lovely city was hit with major hail and wind damage, that there was quite a bit of abuse in a number of individuals coming into town and using or paying another contractor or company the privilege of using their name to try to solicit new contracts for repairing roofs and houses based on the damage. So what this does is it actually creates a whole new section in our statute laying out all the proper procedures for a contract with a consumer, and then on pages 7 through 9, giving the consumer enough notice so that they have 5 days. That's really the critical part of this bill, that within 5 business days of their insurance company notifying them that they will not be covered based on their policy, that they can cancel the contract that they have made with the contractor.
Any 1 minute rebuttals? Seeing none, and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blake,
aye.
Blevins,
aye.
Flickery,
aye.
Brown,
no.
Burkhart,
no.
Byrd,
aye.
Campbell,
aye.
Kennedy,
aye.
Coleman,
aye.
Connolly,
aye.
Davison,
aye.
Eklund,
aye.
Esquivel,
aye.
Filer,
aye.
Freeman,
aye.
Gay,
aye.
Gingery,
no.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
no.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
no.
Harvey, Hunt,
no.
Hutchings,
no.
Yagi,
no.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
no.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
no.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
no.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
no.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick.
No.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 34 aye, 24 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 17 is not introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 40.
House Bill 40, as introduced by the Appropriations Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to administration of government.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move for introduction House Bill 40. Ask for your favorable consideration. Folks, this is a committee bill that there's been a lot of special districts and different districts that would like to join the state insurance pool. You might remember that 4 or 5 years ago we changed the law to allow school districts to join the insurance pool, as the block grant for school districts is funded but on the cost of what our state employee insurance program costs per employee. And so we've to date had actually just one school district. I think there'll be more in the future as this rolls out. Well, this is a group. This bill affects BOCES employers, Board of Cooperative Educational Services. Now, community colleges are in the state insurance plan. School districts can be in the state insurance plan, but we have this notch group that are BOCES employees. There's about 20 BOCES in the state. They are all, these boards are elected officials. They're either school board folks or community college boards of trustees that serve jointly on these BOCES boards. There's approximately 220 employees. We think maybe 20% might join. They pay all the premium costs. There's no impact to the general fund, but this is one kind of notch group. We have school districts allowed in, community colleges allowed in, but these school districts slash community college employees are not allowed in, and this bill would rectify that. So there is the usual safeguards that we've had in the past. If a BOCES chooses to join, they're all in. They can't do adverse selection with one unhealthy employee. They are in for a period of minimum of 5 years. They can't join in and jump out. And then finally, if they do join, A&I has the ability to audit their books to make sure there's the money that is going to health insurance, it is what they say it is. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I guess I would ask, and again, maybe you said, what the cost of the state potentially would be. I have an urge of caution whenever we look at expanding these programs and, you know, what's next. That would be my question.
Any other one-minute rebuttals? Chairman Harshman, 30 seconds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. On the last page is a fiscal note. These are non-general funds. These are BOCES funds. Currently, they pay other insurance companies for their employees. They would pay those premiums directly to the state to cover their employees. And you can see the last paragraph talks about 200 series. There will maybe be more claims, but they feel that they can absorb that in the division with their current employees. So no general fund in this.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green. Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
Aye.
Kasparik.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
Aye.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petroff.
Aye.
Piperinen.
Reeder.
No. Simlick.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Yagi. Aye to no. Are there any other changes? The vote is closed. 46 aye, 12 no, 1 excused.
House Bill number 40 is introduced and referred to Committee number 2, Appropriations. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 21.
House Bill number 21 is introduced by the Revenue Department.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to taxation and revenue.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill number 21 for introduction. Ladies and gentlemen of the body, this bill arose over the interim due to a discovered variation in treatment among counties as to what qualifies for property tax exemptions when it comes to charitable organizations and charitable trusts. And it also had some implications for, equal treatment across counties. If you want to just look at all it does, it's a very short bill. We kind of firm up a little bit about what qualifies for an exemption. When we come to the line 14 on page 1, we're talking about charitable trusts, and we have definitions already in existing laws to what qualifies to be a charitable trust. It just wasn't matched up with what we had in Title 39. The rest of it, you can see, we broke out fraternal organizations, the University of Wyoming and community colleges and senior citizen centers, and put them in their separate paragraphs. And we also added which is directly beneficial to the people of this state. And finally, there's new language in Section 2 that we might take another look at in committee about the department shall honor before September 1 of these dates report to the Joint Committee, Interim Committee of the Legislature on the value of the exemptions granted by this act. And, of course, that's problematic because if you're not valuing it because
time.
It's exempt. Okay.
Are any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Flickrey.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Ferd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
Aye.
Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer. Green,
aye.
Halverson,
no.
Harshman,
aye.
Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings, Hutchings, Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
no.
Miller,
no.
Moniz, Nicholas,
no.
Northrup,
no.
Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
no.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Swanitzer Dan,
aye.
Swanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Hutchings,
no.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 51 aye, 7 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 21 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 22.
House Bill Number 22 is introduced by the Revenue Department.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to revenue and taxation.
Chairman Madden.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Mr. Speaker, I move House Bill Number 22 for introduction. Ladies and gentlemen, this bill deals with an issue that the Revenue Department's worked on, or Revenue Committee, has worked on for two interims. And we think we have a good bill now, and I'll just briefly summarize it. House Bill 22 just makes uniform the interest rate and the accrual period the county's charge on state the State Department of Audit audits, okay, audit settlements. And it also makes uniform the treatment of taxpayers across counties. These are ad valorem taxes and severance taxes involved in these audits. Currently, the state charges 12% on severance taxes, and the county charges 18% on ad valorem taxes. And I want to point out that House Bill 22 only applies to amounts identified during a state audit. For example, if taxpayers make changes to their valuations before the audit is completed, they will continue to pay 18%. Likewise, if county assessors, through their own audit activities, discover underpayments, an 18% rate also applies. It's kind of complicated. Mineral companies pay two separate but highly correlated taxes on mineral valuation, and ad valorem taxes accrue to counties. The severance tax applies to the states, and this is just a way of getting this uniform for the benefit of the taxpayers in the state. So I urge your favorable consideration on this bill.
Are there any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and you're sensing you're ready to vote, the chief clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
Aye.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Byrd.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
Aye.
Esquibel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Gingery,
aye.
Goggles,
aye.
Greer,
aye.
Green,
aye.
Halverson,
aye.
Harshman, Harvey,
aye.
Hunt,
aye.
Hutchings,
aye.
Yagi,
aye.
Kasparic,
aye.
Kirkbride,
aye.
Croker,
aye.
Crone,
aye.
Larson,
aye.
Lockhart,
aye.
Laux,
aye.
Madden,
aye.
McKim,
aye.
Miller,
aye.
Moniz,
aye.
Nicholas,
aye.
Northrup, Patton,
aye.
Paxton,
aye.
Petroff,
aye.
Pieperinen,
aye.
Reeder,
aye.
Simlick,
aye.
Summers,
aye.
Stubson,
aye.
Teeters,
aye.
Throne,
aye.
Walters,
aye.
Watt excused, Wilson,
aye.
Winters,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dan,
aye.
Zwanitzer Dave,
aye.
Mr. Speaker,
aye.
Harshman,
aye.
I am about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 58 aye, 1 excused.
House Bill 22 is introduced and referred to Committee Number 3, Revenue. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 31.
House Bill 31 is introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to game and fish.
Representative Crone.
Mr. Speaker. I've been asked by the chair. Move this bill, and I would move House Bill 31 and ask for your favorable consideration. House Bill 31 deals with a 10% game and fish fee increase bill that the committee heard during the interim. The bill would increase fees for all non-residents and residents, but would exclude youth, pioneer, and heritage licenses. House Bill 31 is in response to Senate File 32, which we dealt with during the general session. There were some major concerns that were raised by members regarding Senate File 32. Number one, that the amount of the increase, approximately a 20% increase, was too much of an increase at one time. In addition, that the game and fish needed to do more to streamline their operations. During testimony in the interim, there was quite a bit of testimony from game and fish that they have tried to comply with the request, particularly from the Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife Committee, in getting their house more in order, and they felt that a 10% increase was more appropriate. So based on those factors, and the vast majority of funding for the department is from these license fees, I would ask for an aye vote for introduction.
1 minute rebuttals. Representative Burkhart.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Just remind the body that there is money for game and fish in the appropriations bill, $3.1 million for a lab, $2.3 million for aquatic invasive species, brucellosis, and other things like that, so that the sportsman's dollar don't need to go to those, and $5 million into a trust fund, which they can use the interest from. They don't need a license increase now.
Second one-minute rebuttal, Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. It seems as though that this agency is gaming our process by using multiple committees to get their hand into the till. And I, you know, we've been through this discussion before on license fee increases. If we're going to give them a generous appropriation through the appropriations process, I would urge you to vote no on license fee increases this year.
30-second rebuttal, Representative Crone.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Just briefly, I believe that the Game and Fish Commission or the Game and Fish Department has done what the committee has asked. They've asked that the specific fee increases be limited, not be as large as the last request, the 20%. And they have done a lot to streamline their operations. So I believe that this is appropriate to be introduced and further debated and potentially amended. Thank you.
Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger. Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
No.
Byrd.
No.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
No.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
No.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer.
Aye.
Freeman.
Aye.
Gay.
No.
Gingery.
No.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
No.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
No.
Harshman.
No.
Harvey. Hunt.
No.
Hutchings.
No.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparik.
No.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
No.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
No.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
No.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
No.
Petroff.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder. Semlick.
No.
Summers.
No.
Stubson.
No.
Teeters.
No.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
No.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
No.
Zwanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Zwanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
No.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Are there any changes? The vote is closed. 26 aye, 32 no, 1 excused.
House Bill 31 is not introduced. The next bill for our consideration is House Bill 32.
House Bill 32 is introduced by the Travel Committee.
First reading of the bill.
An act relating to snowmobiles.
Representative Freeman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move House Bill 32 for introduction and ask for your favorable consideration. I discovered during the interim that Wyoming is the number one snow machine destination in the United States. A UW study estimates that approximately 175 million dollars in tourism comes to the state each year, and this is the mainstay for a lot of resorts, the summer resorts. The state maintains hundreds of miles of snow machines or grooms them. In the recent national survey, Wyoming has two of the 10 best snow machine trails in the country. In the past, sometimes Wyoming has been listed with six of the top 10. In the last several years, there has been a reduction of the number of trails that have been groomed. To groom these trails is very expensive, and it's very extensive to get those things done. There has been a shortfall, and the numbers I didn't have my notes to confirm this, has been close to $1 million. When we pass the gas tax, there is a certain percentage of the gas tax that goes to maintain snow machines, boats, and ATV trails. So what happens is they have gotten about two-thirds of that money back because of the gas tax, and they're asking for a $10 increase to the permit, with an additional five in 2016. This program opens up our national forest to snow machines and ATVs. It promotes Wyoming tourism, and the initiative of this was just.
Any one-minute rebuttals? Any one-minute rebuttals? Seeing none and sensing you're ready to vote, the Chief Clerk will call the roll.
Baker.
No.
Barlow.
Aye.
Berger.
Aye.
Blake.
Aye.
Blevins.
Aye.
Blickery.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Burkhart.
Aye.
Bird.
Aye.
Campbell.
Aye.
Kennedy.
Aye.
Coleman.
Aye.
Connolly.
Aye.
Davison.
Aye.
Eklund.
No.
Esquivel.
Aye.
Filer. Freeman.
Aye.
Gay. Gingery.
Aye.
Goggles.
Aye.
Greer.
Aye.
Green.
Aye.
Halverson.
Aye.
Harshman.
Aye.
Harvey.
Aye.
Hunt.
Aye.
Hutchings.
Aye.
Yagi.
No.
Kasparic.
Aye.
Kirkbride.
Aye.
Croker.
No.
Crone.
Aye.
Larson.
Aye.
Lockhart.
Aye.
Laux.
No.
Madden.
Aye.
McKim.
Aye.
Miller.
No.
Moniz.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Nicholas.
Aye.
Northrup.
Aye.
Patton.
Aye.
Paxton.
Aye.
Petrov.
Aye.
Pieperinen.
No.
Reeder.
No.
Semlek.
Aye.
Summers.
Aye.
Stubson.
Aye.
Teeters.
Aye.
Throne.
Aye.
Walters.
Aye.
Watt excused. Wilson.
Aye.
Winters.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dan.
Aye.
Swanitzer Dave.
Aye.
Mr. Speaker.
Aye.
I'm about to close the vote. Are there any changes? Miller? No to aye. Are there any other changes? Teeters? Aye to no. Are there additional changes? The vote is closed. 49 aye, 9 no, 1 excused.
House Bill number 32 is introduced and referred to Committee number 6, Travel. Mr. Majority Floor Leader.
Mr. Speaker, I move that the House adjourn until 10 o'clock a.m. tomorrow, February 11, 2014.
Are there any committee announcements? Chairman Teeters.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 4, Education, will meet immediately upon adjournment in H-10 for consideration of House Bill 2 and House Bill 5.
Chairman Gingery.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 1, Judiciary, will meet tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., to take up House Bill 6, House Bill 7, and House Bill 9.
Madam Speaker, pro tem.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Due to the lack of enthusiasm for House Bill 16 and 17, I would announce that our Corporations Committee will hopefully attend the Capital Renovation Seminar at noon.
Chairman Swanitzer. Representative Swanitzer.
As co-chair of the Joint Legislative Executive Task Force on Capitol Building Rehabilitation and Restoration, there are two times tomorrow, 8 a.m. and 15 minutes after noon recess for the information on the Capitol Square project in Hershler B63.
Chairman Harvey.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Your committee number 10, Labor, will meet 10 minutes upon adjournment in room 817, where we will hear House Bill 83, Insurance Coverage of Inherited Enzymatic Disorders.
Chairman Harshman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 2 will meet tomorrow, Tuesday, February 11th at 9 a.m. in room 204 to discuss House Bill 40, State Employees and Officials Group Insurance Membership. Your Joint Appropriations Committee number 2 will meet tomorrow at 12:30 in room 204 to make final votes and adjustments on the House Bill 1 budget bill. And Mr. Speaker, Joint Appropriations number 2 is your committee number 2 is sponsoring an information seminar for members will be held at 8 a.m. in Hershler B63, and the topic is the Enterprise Technology Services, and provide a briefing on the first year of the department and how things are working, and including the unified network, which is a part of the budget. And also, Mr. Speaker, I'd announce that on Thursday, February 13th at 8 a.m. in Hershler B63, University of Wyoming State Geological Survey will provide a legislative briefing on energy development on federal lands. Thank you, Mr. Speaker.
Chairman Swanitzer.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Your committee number 8, Transportation and Military Affairs, will meet tomorrow, 10 minutes upon recess, to hear two bills, if introduced, House Bill 24, Registration Fees, House Trailers, and House Bill 52, National Guard Funding.
Chairman Simlet.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Ag Committee number 5 will meet tomorrow morning. Note the change in time on your new revised schedule at 8:30 a.m. in room H11 to consider House Bill 4, Pest Control Compact, and House Bill 10, Water Well Permits.
Management Council will meet upon adjournment in room 302 to discuss issues surrounding the unraveling of Senate File 104. Are there any other announcements? Messages from the Senate?
Mr. Chairman.
Oh, Chairman Davison, I'm sorry.
Travel, Recreation, and Wildlife will meet at 8 o'clock on Wednesday morning to do the House bill for snowmobile fees.
House Bill 32?
Yes.
We're at that order of business of messages from the Senate.
Message number one, Mr. Speaker, the Senate 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session has now been called to order by President Tony Ross and is ready to receive any communications you wish to submit. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk. Message number two, Mr. Speaker, new Senate employees of the 62nd Wyoming State Legislature budget session are as follows. Sue Broyles, Floor Computer Clerk. Bill Henrich, Clerical Support Staff. Ron Kosicki, Watchperson. Vicki Winders, Appropriations Secretary. Sincerely, Diana Williamson, Senate Chief Clerk.
Any further messages? Any messages for the good of the order? You have heard the motion. All in favor of adjourning until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning, say aye. Those opposed, no. House is adjourned until 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.